Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everyone. We're
good
back.
Morning.
Well, not back, but like...
Well, I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah. Moomoo's has come back.
Yeah. Back
welcome
on the East Coast.
To New York.
Thank you.
Welcome
it was
back
waiting
to New York.
For me.
Was it?
Never going back again. No, I had a nice time.
Did you?
Great, beautiful beaches. That's...
Well, we are back again. Last week was a pre-recorded special bonus episode, deep dive into Heidi Montag's Superficial.
And it went over real well.
It really did.
Mm-hmm. Heidi approved,
promoed by Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Liked and just, commented by Heidi.
Yeah.
Just more than some of you do.
You know, we were doing what the girls were too scared to do.
That's true.
You know, everyone was talking about Grammys, and we were like, no.
This is the perfect opportunity
to
talk about Heidi Montag's debut album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a moment in time.
It really was.
But we're back. So welcome back to New York and another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about Superficial by Heidi Montag and
Legends Only. Wow.
Well, what a fucking week it's been.
It
Let's
sure
talk
has.
About that.
Yeah.
So how was LA?
It was fine.
How far do we want to get into this?
Yeah, exactly. It was it was fine. I had a good time for some of the time. I was doing some Pussycat Dolls promo and my skin was reacting to my friend's sheets. So
Silk Sheets, that playlist that you always listen to.
Yeah, that really snuck up on me and I had a nice little reaction from my skin, so that was fun. We're not better now. We're getting there. What else happened?
Basically that gif of Need with the Febreze. When you leave, I'm just gonna
What else happened? I went to Flaming Saddles and with my friend John Duff, and we ended up having drinks alongside Adore Delano and Sam Smith.
Oh.
That was...
Well, this is a place for legends.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Very unusual. And it was like very LA, the whole thing. Adore was out of drag and Sam was like with a gaggle of like gays. And it was nice. We didn't say much. Just pleasantries. Adore, I talked to for a while about American Idol and Christina Christian season one.
Wow, legendary.
But that was cute. Visited Marina Del Rey with my friend from college, Rachel, and that was my favorite part. It's beautiful. That was like...
Is that a person or a place?
I think that must be what Lana named herself after, because it's like Playa Del Rey and Marina Del Rey, and it's right by LAX, and there's like beaches.
Marina and Lana sisters.
Marina and Lana together. And yeah. Now, you know, a lot of people were asking if I flew out there for In Zone.
Oh, that.
And I just said no to everybody because that is not why. I, you know, we've talked about it already on past episodes. I choose my own destiny, and my destiny's not going there.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't take a stop to the Kmart?
Stop. I will say, the more I see of it, there are some really cool and interesting details inside for some of it. I don't want to take away from the hard work of people that, you know, really tried to do their best to do justice for her. And I know that a lot of people who are listening have either already attended and sent me pictures and stuff or are going to. And I hope it's fun for everyone. I really do. It's just for me, it's not something I'm interested in. And I'm not going to like promote it and attend it because it doesn't jive, no pun intended, with me. The timing's unfortunate. All of it is just really unfortunate, but
so it just feels really disconnected for me.
It does. And it feels like an in memoriam, to be honest to me. It feels very like,
right,
that she's passed, you know?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't. Something feels not good about it to me. No, I'm not going. I don't really have interest in going. It's not that I'm mad at them for doing it. Like, I understand that the timing was like, it was probably going to happen around Domination or whatever. Or that was already going to be in full swing. It's just all so weird and bad. Sorry.
I
just don't want to pay to take pictures. I do that in my gym locker room. I don't need to
do that for free.
Exactly. Like, I don't really need to.
I'm going to say it.
Oh.
Because I don't care.
Okay.
Because this is a place for legends, okay? And okay. We're honest.
Okay.
I find it very interesting. There's so many people out there who were like, oh, like T. Kyle and Moomoo's are like in on it. Yeah. And they're like, blah, blah, blah. And now everyone's like hooting and hollering. They're like, oh my God, yes, the zone. And they're like supporting it and promoting it and like all this stuff.
I've seen at least a few individuals who
and
like,
it's like,
absolutely. And the hypocrisy really jumped
the
out.
Hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy is
jumped
next.
All the way out, all the way to LA and back.
I've already seen some in attendance where I'm like, you definitely like egged on the hate we got for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, full-on was, like, liking tweets that were, like, making fun of us and, like, saying all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now, all of a sudden, you're taking you were asked to promote something from her team, and you went and did it. Oh, so now it's, like, but that's okay now.
Right.
It's now okay because you want promotion for your website or, like, your Twitter and like...
Full disclosure, I was invited twice to this, and I passed.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. So...
Because we've always said it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So there's like that too, which like I'm fine saying, like I don't really care. It's like,
yeah,
just interesting to me how
very
like,
very interesting.
Yeah. Which, you know, at the end of the day, it's like whatever. It's just kind of like water off duck's back at this point, because
it truly is water off Raider horse's back.
yeah.
But I hope everyone who goes has a good time.
Well, they put out a new remix of Toxic, which no one asked for.
Not only is it unasked for, it is less than 2 minutes long, which is incredible. And also, yeah, nobody cares.
We want State of Grace released.
The lack of care just is so astonishing to me. Just like, to celebrate this giant photo op, here's a less than 2 minute remix of her most obvious song to remix.
Yeah. Like, we want State of Grace. We want Trouble on Spotify.
Yeah, we do.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's all we've ever asked for.
And Quicksand on Spotify.
Yeah. Is Amnesia on there? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
You know.
Well, let's get out of this zone.
Oh, yeah. Let's transition out of the zone.
So, yeah. That was LA for you.
Yeah. I just think I'm a New York boy. I can't. LA just feels.
A city boy from New York.
City boy from like New York. Yep. What was I just about to say about LA?
Well, you saw Mandy.
Oh.
That's
the reason I went. That's right. I did see Mandy, and it was worth the trip. Yes. So she had her Mandy Moore and Friends residency, which is still going on and will go on by the time you're hearing this for at least two or three more weeks, where she's inviting at least, I think I had four guests on mine, but she's inviting like a gaggle of guests to perform with her and solo. And for our show, since it was Grammys week, she had the co-writer of Gaga's Always Remember Us This Way. And we had the co-writer. She also did Casey's Rainbow. Like, she had some really cool songwriters that she's worked with. So they performed like versions of their songs that they wrote for Stars and whatever. And they also sang some of her new songs with her. You know, she did pretty much only new album stuff. But then at the very end, she gave us Candy.
Wow.
And it was
all we wanted.
It's really all we wanted. I mean, there's like 10 million songs. She did I Can Break Your Heart Any Day of the Week from Amanda Lee, which is a very under the radar album from her. But she is like coming around to being acknowledging the pop stuff again, because she gave this little spiel before the song 15 that's on the new album, where she was like, you know, I really like disregarded my old stuff, but now because I didn't have creative control, but you know, I'm looking at it in a different light now and whatever. And the song's all about how, you know, she got started basically at that age and got thrown into the industry and didn't, you know, spat back out. So she's like, I mean, she obviously used to really hate her old stuff, but at least we get Candy. She wouldn't do the spoken word, like Love Always Mandy. She didn't do it. Somebody needs to like sit down with her and her team and just be like, look, just do it. Like, please. I mean, I just...
The Candy experience.
The Candy experience coming soon to LA. I just need her to do like Cry and like A Walk to Remember stuff and like, I don't know. Just more.
It was late in September.
She has the ability, I want to be with you. Like, that still sounds like the stuff she's doing now. Like, take out some of the poppier arrangement. She could totally do that.
I am trying, but I can't sing the song.
So good.
Son of Shit. Exposed.
She sounded great. Confidence was up from the last week that I looked at the videos. It's been like 13 years since she toured, so she's about to go on tour around here. But yeah, it was a nice little warm-up for her, and it was a cool and intimate moment for us. And then I got to say hello backstage, and that was a cute moment.
What did she say? Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
She's like, stop telling me to fucking sing Candy movies.
Right, right. It was one of those situations where it was like very friends and family, where everyone around her was like a writer that worked with her or like her friend. So I didn't, it's one of those situations where I was like, do I ask for the photo for proof? But I don't, I just, it didn't feel like the vibe.
No, you don't need it.
I don't need it. And also like the vibe was like, these are people who are cool and in with her. So why would I be like, can I have a photo?
Right. Also, I don't allow lying on this podcast. Uh-huh. So
well, what's that, oh, that I pretended to get backstage with Mandy. Yeah. It was very, very just like, you know, great. I love the new songs, like great show, blah, blah, blah. And then she like immediately got whisked away with her friends and they were like giggling and running off. So,
wow.
Yeah. Then there was the Grammys. I will say it's nice to have an award show end at like 8 p.m.
Oh, over right
there.
So it was so long.
Oh, yeah. That was 3.5 hours.
I know. I was like, it was finished and I was like, oh my God. It's like 1 in the morning now.
Yeah, exactly. So that was more or less my LA experience. It was, you know.
Well, speaking of meeting legends,
yeah.
I have a story.
Oh, you did?
I don't think I told you this. Well,
you didn't tell me
in
full.
This because this is the first time seeing each other in 2 weeks.
Right.
So you met Mandy.
Yeah.
And I met Wendy.
Oh, my God. Yes. You told me very briefly.
Mandy, Candy, Wendy. You know, so many. You know, the universe just works in mysterious ways. Okay. So I had a legendary moment. This was 2 weeks ago, I feel like, at this point. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I wanted to talk about it last week. But anyway, so I had a moment with Wendy. I met her after she did her interview on Fallon. I go in and she's like so tall.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a thing with like legends and tall legends.
Right.
Like I always view celebrities as being like 8 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she was like 6 feet tall just made me so happy.
Right.
So she took my hand and she's holding my hand. And she must have been like this queen in his little, because I have, yeah, tiny hands. So I'm like limp wrist holding hands with Wendy. She's like, oh, so you do like social here? And I was like, mm-hmm. And she was complimenting me. And then I was telling her, and I literally said to Wendy's face, I said, you are a living meme. And I was just telling her, I was like, everything you do is viral. And I'm like, I quote you all the time. Like mm-hmm. And she's holding my hand and she's just doing that, like, you know, that like
pursing
Wendy face,
her lips.
The pursing lips. Was living for it. And she started telling me about her cats and how she's going to watch the cat bowl. And she's like, I'm going to make them shrimp and I'm going to cut it up and I'm going to put it on a plate and we're going to have a girls' night in. She's like, me and my way and chit chat are going to have a night. She's stuffing Twizzlers in her bag. And I just told her, I was like, you need to start doing more Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know how to do that. And I was like, okay, well, and then I said to my friend Willie, I was like, teach her how to do Instagram stories. It's like, we need them.
Yeah.
I was like, everyone will love them. Mm-hmm. So if Wendy starts doing more Instagram stories, just know where it came from.
Yeah.
It came from my recommendation.
Well, you saw that when the direct deposit hits, your meme, uh-huh. Meme that she did.
The one that I keep posting.
The one that you keep posting.
Yeah, someone messaged me today. They were like, oh my God, does this mean that With Love by Hillary is retired? And I was like, never.
No.
No. She just has a sister now.
Yeah.
It's Hillary dancing, Camille dancing, and Wendy dancing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There's just more dancers. It's mm-hmm. great.
It was so iconic. Wow. I just was like everything I wanted, dreamed of. It's been the highlight of my month.
Were you in her office?
No, I was in her dressing room.
Oh.
It was just me, her, and her stylist. Oh, shout out amazing. To Willie
yeah.
for making it happen.
That's incredible.
I know. I was so nervous to meet her. But I was
understandably.
Like, but I was like, fuck it. Like, who cares? Like, I'm just going to be myself. Just being me. Just being C. Kyle.
Yeah.
Just me and Wendy. Oh, it was so legendary.
I have a feeling this won't be the last time that you and Wendy hang out.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, I think it'll be a regular friendship.
Girls' night in.
Girls' night in. You cats shrimp in a bowl.
Yeah. Us at the gay bar dancing like that meme.
I can see it, and I think it will happen. We are speaking this to existence.
That was so iconic. I'm trying to think of anything else she said that I can share that was, like, amazing. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That is a pretty intimate encounter with mm-hmm. the Wendy.
Yeah, she was sipping wine, and she was in a floor-length houndstooth trench coat. So glamorous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, that's all.
Yeah. I think she'll come up a little bit later in this episode because we have to discuss somebody.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Every episode basically has a Wendy reference.
It really does.
Well, speaking of other legendary encounters, mm-hmm. One that happened not too long ago, Legendina mm-hmm. and Rosalia, all these names like rhyme.
It's destiny.
Mandy, Candy, Wendy, Extina, Legendina, Rosalia. That's a...
Dina, Diana. Whatever the hell your name is.
Whatever the fuck your name is.
That's like, is there a song there that we could do?
A song that rhymes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, most of them, but I mean.
Mandy, Candy, Wendy, Legendina, Rosalia.
That is the beginning Legends of the song only. For Legends Only. Honestly, we're building the theme song slowly.
Brittany, Wendy, Candy, Mandy, Legendina, Rosalia. Yeah. Doula peep. What rhymes with peep?
And, you know.
That was actually pretty good.
You were on fire. Yeah.
You know, that was an original song. I just improv'd that. That you was did. Acting. Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah.
Great job. You're doing great.
Well, you know what? It'll progress over time. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll save that snippet and we'll add to it.
We honestly should. We do need a theme song.
We do. I'll sing it.
Okay.
And everyone will unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Well, that happened. So can't wait for that collab.
Yeah. Christina and Rosalia. We don't know what that means. If they just were in the same place or if a collab is coming, better be coming. We do know that Christina has teased a Spanish album for approximately 13 years, maybe uh-huh. longer. And Rosalia, she is the moment. She is a legend.
That is true. And, you know, Christina, known for always being ahead of her time.
Yes.
So could she be the first one to collab?
Honestly.
Of the pop girls.
Of the pop
US
girls.
The US pop girls.
To be honest, yeah. They haven't really, nobody's latched on yet. So mm-hmm. we'll see. I hope so, though.
I feel like it's happening.
Were they both at the Grammys? Was Christina?
You know, Liberation was that bitch, but she was not at the Grammys for
that.
Oh,
okay. All right.
It's fine. Everyone has their years and the moments.
Yeah.
It's okay. Our fave certainly hasn't had a moment and like should have had one for Glory.
Yes.
But you know what? That's just art is subjective.
That's right.
So
that's, you know what? They're just in the studio working on their Extina Lea.
Oh my God, Extina Lena. Wait, no, Extina, whatever.
Extina Lea.
Okay. Where are we going with this?
I'm
so confused by all these rhyming words.
I know.
Speaking of Grammys, just briefly, our predictions all came true.
Right. Pretty I was going to say, yeah.
So confirms that Mumu's is in on it.
Yep. That's true. Being paid off by Jamie Spears and the Grammys producing team. Yes.
And the Academy.
Uh-huh. And the Academy. Yeah. Two episodes ago, we predicted what each of the performers, the pop performers, would do. And more or less, I think we got it right. Yeah,
we were pretty much 100% correct.
And we kept saying medleys, and they all kind of did medleys.
Yeah.
Which was really surprising. Billie. Right. Actually, Billie's was surprised. It was surprisingly subdued.
Very subdued.
Especially since she was the queen of the night.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Since we didn't talk about it, I feel bad for her. I'll tell you why. I think since that was the first time that's happened in 30 years or something, I think that just put so much pressure on her for her next album.
She seemed overwhelmed.
She was not happy. She was like, give it to Ariana. I mean, the last speech was iconic when she was just like, thanks. It's not her fault. And I actually felt the most bad when she gave that one speech where she was like, I love all fandoms. All fandoms are great.
I know, right?
Because she knows that the internet is such garbage that they would attack her for no reason.
Oh, the internet's garbage?
I didn't know
that.
Is it? Yeah.
It was kind of funny that she called that out.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, but it's also sad that her biggest fear is the trolls on the on internet are going to come for her.
Because something she didn't do. In 20 years when two gays, we'll be dead.
Right. Yeah.
In 20 years from now, when someone inevitably launches 20 years of Billie Eilish,
right,
and they'll be screaming about how Ariana was robbed or basically how we did with Christina Britney 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we both agreed that Christina deserved that.
Yeah.
But
it's fine.
It'll be talked about in years to come.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a historic moment. Legendary. She's about to perform at the Oscars. I'm assuming the Bond song, but we'll see. But
the Oscars.
Yeah, she's about to perform at the Oscars next.
With who else?
Who else is performing with?
Yeah,
her. Well, all the other performers are just the best song nominees.
Oh, what's her?
They
song?
Don't know. They literally just announced that she's performing, so everyone's like, either it's the In Memoriam, which would be grim, but it's possible, or the theme song for the Bond movie, which is supposed to come. I mean, if she just does one of her own, I think that would be weird because they don't usually have pop performers just at the Oscars.
True.
So
speaking of Oscar performances, shout out to Jennifer Hudson for the 1 year that she upstaged Beyonce.
Oh, right.
I just
just remembered that.
You know, because that's difficult to do.
Yeah.
Pretty much no one can ever do that.
Right.
Beyonce is an icon. She's a legend and she's one of the best. Mm-hmm. But Jennifer Hudson, that 1 year, she fucking did that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? We have to stand. Right, though? She did.
I mean, J-Head has those moments, though, consistently. American Idol.
Ugh.
I Have Nothing.
Justice.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first concert, was her year. Have I said that?
No, but mine first was season 2. So, yeah.
Yeah, mine was, I met Diana DeGarmo in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And her grandmother was screaming at her to get in her minivan.
Oh, I do remember you.
It was pretty legendary. I was like, oh my God, Diana, I'm shaking. And it said Diana DeGarmo in her jeans. Do you remember that look?
Yes.
Someone out there remembers it. And she was just in the parking lot in a minivan with her grandma and her family and got mobbed.
Diana, get your ass over here.
Yeah, got mobbed by five of us that were shaking and crying.
Wow.
Even though I was secretly a J-Hud stan.
Yeah. Oh, that season for sure.
But that was probably my first celebrity encounter.
And Camila Velasco.
Yeah.
Anyway.
back to the future.
Right.
Oh.
Getting into some future nostalgia.
Well, here we go. Segue that is going to, y'all are going to be like, that was so stupid. At my first concert, I was cheering for Jennifer Hudson to win. But
I see where this
20 years later, I've been cheering for a cheerleading team in Navarro, Texas. No, it's not.
Corsicana, Texas.
I fucking flopped that one so bad.
That was a natural segue that I've ever heard.
Speaking of cheering.
Speaking of cheering, cheer on Netflix, everyone. Have you seen it? Because we both have.
Yeah. Okay.
I was binging it both on the plane and when I arrived. And then I finished it real fast.
Did you sob on the plane?
I didn't on the plane, but alone in my friend's apartment.
Oh.
Which is appropriate. But at the end, you have to.
It's so good. If you are not watching it, go do it now.
Yeah. So if you, especially, you know, if you liked Bring It On, this is the real version. The truth is crazier than fiction, I guess, because I feel like there are parts of that which you don't really take into consideration. The injuries.
Oh my God. I couldn't. The that injuries. Was the one thing I couldn't handle. The sound effects.
Oh my God. The sound was so like, that's arm breaking.
And it was so just... You as like someone, you know, I edit the podcast or whatever, and I know a little bit about audio. That was totally like amplified.
Oh yeah,
I was like, did you have to do that? Like,
right.
I can't.
Yeah,
but you know, dramatic effect, we stand.
I did not fully take into consideration how often concussed they are, but they are like knocked out constantly.
Yeah,
yeah. We can't give away the finale, obviously.
No.
But, you know, Coach Monica. Deserves,
Queen of Pop.
Deserves a Grammy, an Oscar. She deserves to EGOT, frankly. She's got like 16 of those nationals already, so.
Could they win an Emmy for that?
Like the producers could, but like, I don't, like Monica would not get one, I don't think.
Oh.
Maybe so. Maybe if she becomes an executive
it
producer.
It could be nominated for reality series, right?
Yeah.
Because that's reality. So. It's just filmed so well. It's edited so well. The music is the taste. Flows so well, the storytelling, the character development.
Sometimes I forget that, like, how, because we live in New York, like, what life is like anywhere else. And sometimes, like, the purity of those kids and, yeah, like, their stories is just like, oh, wow. Like, they're so removed from everything and they're so focused on this sport. And, like, their intentions are so pure and they're so sweet. It's very heartwarming.
Right.
Especially when you go a little further into the series. You find out what they've endured. All mm-hmm. of them seem to have gone through a lot.
Yeah.
Queen Lexi. We Queen stand Lexi. Forever. I feel like she could be a breakout star and go on to do things. Segue into Dancing with the Stars, then do some, like, I don't know,
well,
TV
I have
work.
I don't think I should say it because I feel like, is it too spoilery?
You already have a pop star, like,
no.
plan for her? Oh, okay.
No, I think if there's a second season, mm-hmm. there's opportunities for Lexi.
Oh, for sure.
I'll just say that.
Yeah.
That's not spoilery, right?
No, it's not. Okay. I mean, for all of them, really. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just really kept thinking about the gays on that show because I was like, your hookup, you have to travel like miles away.
Oh my God. Of course you would fucking think about that.
I mean, what are they doing
You're
over
like,
there?
How many hay fields do I have to get through to go to this grinder hookup?
I just, wow. Yeah. And I feel like they...
They're there to focus on their pyramid, Brad. They're not worried about anything else.
About being Eiffel Towered. You know what? Whoa. I think that...
Ew.
I think...
Isn't that a cheerleading move?
Like, kind of.
I don't know. What's it called? London Bridge? Isn't that...
Yeah.
I think you're thinking London Bridge.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't do that.
Right. I know. But...
I'm not gay.
know,
I'm kidding.
No one thought that. No one thinks that.
Me? Not in this house.
Even the little glimpses that they gave us into the classrooms and the teacher being like, so in Texas, what do we usually, you know, what's the general mindset? A man and a woman for marriage. And like that whole segment was scary. Hell yeah, the Second Amendment. And like, it was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was.
Watch cheer. Get a, it's more than just cliche. It is more than just the cheerleading part. It's their stories and then also the culture, like learning about what it's like in Texas now and just the college culture is still fascinating to me.
Well, I think the message is very much about perseverance.
It is.
And
that was, yeah.
I think whether you are into sports or not, I mean, we're not clearly
right,
not.
Right, right.
Well, you are. You like lift things. It's about having a passion for something and fighting through various obstacles and doubters and your own personal demons mm-hmm. and pushing through to do that one thing that you love, which I think is
that's
relatable
a universal.
To anyone, whatever it is that you are interested in.
Yeah, that's you know. What I took from the show too, is just like their drive and their passion for the thing they like. The way they talked about their thing is the way that you probably think about the thing you love. So
right.
that was like
me
very...
talking about Superficial by Heidi Montag.
Exactly. And you just persevere. No matter how many one-star reviews on Amazon there are, you just listen.
True.
Exactly. If you need a TV recommendation to distract yourself from the horrors of the world, cheer on Netflix.
I know. Also, like those, I don't know what, linebackers or whatever they were called, like the guys who just like catch
people. Oh, right.
Like,
so
oh
there's
God,
like,
catch me.
There's like tumblers,
stumblers.
Well, stumblers, which is the middle ground, that can both tumble and stunter. Stunter.
You can stunt and tumble.
Stunt and tumble is a stumbler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are really hot.
It's basically the cheer equivalent of a twonk.
Yeah. I really like that one who like yelled at everyone to like, if you're not here, can leave.
Wait, okay.
I was into that one.
Wait, so now that we're getting into it, that also my other favorite part, and this is not a spoiler.
Okay.
The photo shoot with Gabby Butler.
Oh, queen. Other
where
queen
they
of
were
pop.
Like taking photos next to like dead trees in the middle of someone's yard.
Yard, yeah.
And the photographer going, ugh, this is so editorial.
This is high fashion.
So editorial. High fashion.
Dead.
And I'm like, you're standing next to a dead tree. Like, this is
I loved that. Also, Gabby's mom.
The ponytail.
Villain of pop.
I mean, the ponytail.
There are, like, full
Ariana wishes.
It's true. She had to put out a statement because people were so angry at her parents after the show.
Well, she was a monster.
Right. But, like, Gabby put out a statement that it was like, one
leave
glimpse
my mom
of
alone.
The, yeah, basically.
That ponytail was pulling her brain too tight, girl.
It was rough, yeah.
I couldn't get over it. Editorial.
Oh,
maybe we can pull that sound bite. We need to add that to our references.
We might need to, yeah.
We'll add the gay being like, if you're not here to be a team player.
There's the door.
Yeah. We can start every deep dive.
That's like true. That.
Today we're talking about Speak by Lindsay Lohan. And if you're not here to listen to Taste, then you can go home. Because Daytona is in 4 weeks. Or the Grammys are in 4 weeks, and we need to be a team, okay? Oh,
love them.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, justice for Lexi.
Justice for Lexi.
And Glory. And Gabby Butler's mom.
And Morgan and Gabby.
Oh, Morgan. We didn't even talk about Morgan. Morgan is like, I don't even know where I was going with that.
She's like Carrie Underwood. I don't know why I said that either. Humble beginnings. Becomes a star.
Wow.
Yeah.
I felt that.
I mean, her story was like, oh.
I know.
But all of them, as soon as you learn, like, it's like, I mean, Jerry. Jesus.
I mean, everyone.
Yeah.
We stan.
We stan them all. And they're having a wonderful, glorious moment right now. They're doing all this promo. They're on every show. They just lifted Kendall Jenner in the air on Ellen.
Oh.
They taught her how to do the thing, the put her up, and the boys lifted her.
She's a flyer now.
She's a flyer, yeah. She's on Navarro.
Ah, so editorial, Kendall. Oh my God, that's going to become, I'm just going to scream that every time now. High fashion.
Oh my God, Gabby.
Also, just like, I don't know, I need gays, like more gay. Like, I'm the only gay at work now, so mm-hmm. like every time I see anything that's like gays, I'm like, oh my God, gays.
Right.
I feel at home.
Now you feel like being at Navarro.
Literally. In the middle of a hayfield.
Yeah.
I want you to make me feel like I'm the only gay in the world. But like literally, that's a whole other thing.
That is a whole other thing.
But like, where was I going with this?
I don't know. Corsicana, Texas. So enroll in Navarro.
Yeah. So anyway, there's that.
And above all, I just have to say, we have to stan Coach Monica, who in very select words is like pro LGBT. Mm-hmm. You know, the way she words it is like, she's clearly a woman of conviction, but she's still like, those are my kids and you're not going to tell them off just because they're gay. We have to stan, because she probably is up against a ton of shit down there.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we love, we stan. She said she wants Sandra Bullock to play her in a movie if they make a movie.
Oh my God.
It could totally be a movie.
It really could.
Anyway.
Who would star the gay screaming? Oh my God. I'll do it. Hire
Honestly,
me.
You.
I don't look young enough. Damn it.
That's like a very like Chris Colfer role, like from Glee. Very like that.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So good. I hope there's a second season.
Me too.
They alluded to it.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they have. If they're smart, they should be capturing all of this.
All. I think Monica said that they're off to a good start this year, and mm-hmm. they don't want to disappoint in April in Daytona. So I was like, okay, I feel like she confirmed.
Yeah.
Season two confirmed.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, she's not going to sleep.
Chaotic. Couldn't even get that. So we stan. Well, I don't have a segue for what's next, but I'm trying to think of like a cheer that I could go into. Ready? Okay. It's not ready yet. Was that kind of good?
That was good. That was great.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So a lot of delays in other news. First of all, our Patreon delay, which we will just quickly apologize for. I feel like I blinked and it was February.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Where are you on that?
What do you mean where I'm on it? What?
It's February now.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This...
So now we'll do it. I'll do it.
We're delayed. Yeah. So we're delayed on Patreon, but we want to say thank you to everyone who's been supporting. Shout out to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans.
Thank you guys so much for subscribing. We appreciate your patience as we both, well, I'm just doing the same thing, but Kyle settles into a new role.
Yeah. It's,
and I'm just still here.
We're trying to keep this going uninterrupted.
Yeah, we are. Even through LA trips and everything.
Yes. It's challenging.
Yeah.
So just know that we are working out something to get a little bonus episode out for y'all.
That's right.
Soon.
We hate to tease, but it's coming.
Yeah. Just know that it's, you know, things are delayed, but that's karma because we've been teasing the Pussycat Dolls for being delayed with React for 2 months. And now I'm like, oh, okay. Now I...
We are the Pussycat Dolls.
I know. Now I'm like, now, God, now I understand.
Yeah.
So very soon we will be reacting to React.
Not just our skin, but...
Oh, yeah. Skin reactions, musical reactions.
Yes.
Just Pussycat to clarify, because I feel like we didn't clarify, you had not an allergy. Oh, my God. I almost said allergic. Allergic reaction.
Yeah, to dryer sheets.
Yes, to dryer sheets, just so everyone's aware.
Yeah.
Clear that up.
Yeah. Get the bounce out of your house.
The only place you should be bouncing is on the mat, okay?
See you at Daytona.
The only place you should be tumbling is Jerry, not bounce sheets in the fucking dryer. You almost killed Moomoo's. I know some of you want that.
It's true. They Could tried to get me. Death by bounce fragrance
Death
dryer
by
sheets.
Bounce dryer sheets.
I could imagine it would happen to me.
God. You know, well, you know what? In life, we overcome obstacles.
That's right.
So I've had 4 concussions in my life. You almost died from a bounce dryer sheet. But you know what? Just like Cheer, we're persevering.
We're going to Daytona. We're hitting
we're
the
going
mat.
To
we're
Daytona.
On mat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your patience.
We got to make it to React.
We do.
Can't wait this fucking long to die.
I know. Allegedly, according to them, it is coming out on February 7th, along with the music video, which is allegedly water filled.
Okay.
And everyone's shaking. And the demo's been out for a good month or
so. Yeah, the whole song is basically out. Everyone's so fucking good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And the ladies have individually been taking over the IG and their socials, and all of their fucking pictures and photo shoot outfits are so on point. They look so good.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, God, they look so good. We do need to mention, and I don't think you listened to this before, which is fine, but PCD also are featured this week on the new Meghan Trainor album.
Oh, I listened.
Genetics.
Yeah.
23andMe anthem.
Okay, so at this moment in time, I'm still unsure how I feel about it. I haven't had enough time to react.
While strutting here, I listened to it on repeat and it sealed the deal.
Okay.
I think it is hilarious. It is good.
I trust your taste.
It's like it's this so bizarre Meghan Trainor and Nicole. The credits on the song literally say it's just Nicole. Like,
well, it's her name is Nicole.
I think it was too triggering to write featuring Nicole Scherzinger for the girls, so they just wrote Pussycat Dolls. But it's not even close. It's just her. And, you know, the two are just going back and forth about whether their bodies were real or if it's, you know, where'd you get that face? Did you get it in LA? The lyrics are so absurd that I have to stand. I have no choice. It's just so weird. It's good.
I had the Meghan Trainor Nicki Minaj song stuck in my head yesterday.
Oh, right.
I heard it. I was in a deli and it was playing on the radio.
Oh, already? The impact?
And I was like, oh, that's nice that she's getting radio play.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that like people still listen to the radio. and it was just like, what's the part where it's like, nice to meet ya. Oh, that's it. Nice to meet ya.
Yeah. I'm not mad at the Meghan stuff.
It reminds me of, I got one more problem without
ya. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. And she's on Nicki Tutorials YouTube this week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Nicki did her
face. Can you believe that Meghan Trainor got Nicki Minaj out of retirement?
I cannot.
What a world we live in.
She got Nicki out of retirement, and she got the Pussycat Dolls out of retirement, too.
Well, that's like their U.S. crossover right
yeah.
now, because it doesn't look like they're coming to the U.S.
No.
But maybe.
Mm, I've heard probably not. I've heard they have commitments by the end of the year, and that this is definitely like not it, that they're not going to come here, allegedly. We'll see. We'll
I have
see.
Commitments, too. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
Nicole. We all have commitments. I posted that meme of Joy Behar where it was like, I am just appalled.
Yep.
Like, we pay your bills.
I mean, it's just appalling. It sickens me. I woke up this morning. I was so in a rage about what they are doing and how they are not allowing information. Information, we pay your bills.
Me to Jessica Sutta.
Yeah, actually, though.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll react to it next
week. We're going to finally react to react.
It's out it's out next week, hopefully.
Oh, and as for 24/7 R9 Watch, nothing's happened.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
24/7 React R9 Watch. yeah.
We're watching, waiting, and seeing for Stupid Love React R9. Add it to the list. Add
just
it to
noise.
The list. Just white noise.
Yeah. We pay your bills.
There's just a Spotify playlist with like unplayable songs in gray of just like Stupid Love React. One day.
I know. Well, we did get new music.
We did get some new music. Yes. Along with the Meghan Trainor album, we also got Kesha's High Road that came out. I like the one that features Kesha. I thought that was a very cool and interesting vibe. Kinky.
Well, I will say we kind of predicted that too.
Yeah, we did.
I feel like I did like I tried to like rap the Kesha part.
Yeah.
If I vaguely remember, where I was like, oh my God, what if she was like,
yeah, and she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. She pulled a Ciara featuring Ciara, and she, which obviously.
Featuring Maya.
Yeah. Sets the tone for all future albums. I like that one.
Okay, so I have a couple standouts that I like.
Okay.
I really like Shadow because... Yes. Underrated bop. Living in the Shadow.
Got it.
So it's about like how she's in a good place and there's just so much negativity. Mm. And she's like, get your shadow. Like, she's like, I don't want your shadow.
Uh-huh.
Get it?
Yep.
Because it's like a dark...
Like a shadow.
Yeah. I love Little Bit of Love. Also, Birthday Suit has really good video game noises. It's like very Mario, Dina, Diana, whatever, however you say it. And then also Kinky,
yeah,
the beat. They got to drop the intro. I need it to be...
Right.
Cut it out. Make it an interlude because I can't... it's irritating as fuck.
They should have made it an interlude. That's crazy that they've let it... It's like 30 seconds. I mean, it's cute and funny, but like you can't...
I'm already annoyed after 24 hours.
Right.
It's like, Mom, oh my God, this is the Spice Girls. Oh my God, yes, girl. High editorial fashion.
Yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking about, at the beginning of that song of Kesha featuring Kesha, Kinky, is her talking to her mom on the phone, and she's like, Mom, the Spice Girls are in the studio next to me.
It was cute once,
but it needs to be cut off as an interlude.
Yeah, because the beat on Kinky is actually really good.
Yeah, it's very sleazy.
Yeah. And then finally, I also really like Chasing Thunder.
Okay.
I just felt like I was on that path with her.
Just like Chasing Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
The thing is with this album, because a lot of people I know aren't enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
Are not enjoying it. Uh-huh. I feel like this is a diary. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to be like on the high road with Kesha to kind of get the album. Like the lyrics are very specific. It's very personal.
Yeah.
If you don't know the whole Kesha story and the whole Kesha journey, I feel like a lot of the songs you'll be like, eh.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right. So you have to be invested in the Kesha story to really get into the Kesha music.
Right. To understand why these songs are meaningful to her, you kind of have to know.
Yeah.
She's not going for top 40.
No, I don't think so. Well.
I don't know. She's on the high road now.
I'm just happy for her that she's doing her thing and the music that she wants to make.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
And the album is an hour long. Which is I liked that it's like 52 minutes and like 16 seconds or something. But I like that it was a very substantial quantity.
That is. That doesn't happen
these
days.
Sometimes people just do like 8 songs.
Yeah. A beefy record.
Yeah.
That's good.
But then also we are, which I know Mumu's, you had a really good tweet about her.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Peep, at it again.
Miss Dua Lipa, Dua Peep.
Which Wendy doubled down on Dua
She
Peep
did. If you didn't watch it, weeks. Kyle's going to insert the audio right here.
There's a woman that you know as Dua Lipa. Huh?
Her name's Dua Lipa.
Dua, yeah.
But you call her Dua Peep.
Dua Peepa. Dua.
Her name's Dua Lipa, but you call her Dua Peep.
Dua Peep, I'm sorry.
Even the graphics said Dua Peep.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fully committing to Dua Peep.
Well, did you get the joke?
What?
It was Dua Peep Show.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I really thought I was going to be like, get it?
It's just incredible that they're like fully, and she can't say the name. Like for some reason, she's like Dua Peepa. Like when she tried to say it right, she still can't do it.
No.
It's like not that hard, but for her, she can't do it. She's probably,
well, she doesn't read off a teleprompter.
I was going to say, she probably has never seen it on paper and didn't realize how easy it is. But you know what? It's become this whole thing now, and she's brought it full circle. And in this past week's segment, she talked about Dua Lipa getting a Dua is over party trending on Twitter because she went to a fucking strip club with Lizzo, because the internet is full of idiots. And they shamed her for it, for like degrading women or whatever. It's like, hello.
Well, then, Kyle is over party too, because I went to a strip club 3 weeks ago,
exactly,
which I didn't talk about on here.
Well, they did cancel you, so that checks out.
Right? Kyle is over again. Party, yeah. Got it.
Yes. But, you know, they're so pick and choose about like who gets to do things sometimes. And she wasn't actually canceled. It's fine. It's just like selective outrage. And she looked cute, dropping cash, making it rain.
Yeah.
She was also throwing tons of money. So like, whatever.
Should I tell my strip club story?
Oh no!
While we're on the subject,
which one?
The topic of the subject.
New York?
I'm not saying yes.
Okay.
Because here in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, we went to karaoke, and then I, you know, we were just like, oh my god, let's go to a strip club.
Yeah, I got the text.
Well, my friend told me that we had this gaggle of strippers at our table, which I do remember.
Yeah.
And we were asking them about like the house mother. We're like, is that like a real thing? There's like the mother of the strip club.
Yeah.
They were telling us all the tea, all the drama. We were getting all the scoop from the strippers.
Yeah.
And I had one on my lap, one next to me, one in the chair across from us. And we had like this whole like shebang at the strip club. Mm-hmm. And apparently my friend said that I gave a spiel to the strippers.
That sounds right.
Where I was like, I just really appreciate the hustle. And I stan. And like, I love tits. And like, I wish I had tits so I could join you and be here. Something like that.
Sounds right.
And I was like, you know what? That sounds like it checks out.
Yeah, really does.
Yeah. But we had like a kiki with all these strippers. It was so fun.
Oh my God. Hustlers in real life. Literally. I love it.
I was like, tell me the craziest thing you've seen here. And I got the story. And I'm not repeating it on here.
Oh,
because it was like, ooh.
Damn it. Maybe on the Patreon.
Yeah. Right? I got names of celebrities that have been there.
Mm.
You know. Just, you know, girls night out.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Well, yes. The main topic of the subject, Dua Peep Physical, finally came out. I'm obsessed. I feel like it went over fabulously across much of gay Twitter.
It's no Don't Start Now.
Okay.
But it's good.
I love it.
I'm still like on a Don't Start Now.
And that's fine. yeah, I'm obsessed. It reminds me of a mix between Holding Out for a Hero, Bonnie Tyler, and like Girls Aloudy / Rachel Stevens, like early 2000s girl group poppy sound. Very obsessed with it. And I thought she killed it, and I can't stop playing it.
Tell everyone your tweet. It was really smart.
What tweet? Oh, was it about
Stuart Price?
Stuart Price is, as far as we know, on at least one song, which means Stuart Price is the godfather of Confessions on a Dance Floor and Kylie's Aphrodite.
Which we did a deep dive on here on Legends Only.
We did.
Confessions on a Dance Floor deep dive. Go search now.
Don't start now. And, yes, I said her Confessions on a Dua Floor is coming. Mm-hmm. Confirmed. I think it's true. I think we've gotten enough evidence that this is a top-to-bottom dance record.
And which we need.
We need. We stan. And I just think she's coming through for the girls and giving us the dance record that we so desperately need. And hopefully she's setting an example and the other girls are going to follow suit, because if I have to live in this mid-tempo, somber, downtrodden world any longer, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Right?
I can't. I need to dance. Not that it looks good, but I still need to. And I also...
Haven't we been through enough?
Haven't we been through enough? I also enjoyed the video. I thought that it's so... it keeps you engaged the whole time, because it's very... you don't really see what's coming next. It's like half animated, and there's the dance moves are like strange, how they pivot to the other sets, and it's colorful, and there's a million people involved, and all of a sudden she's like flinging sideways. I just thought it was like very visually engaging, very cool. I'm really happy with everything she's doing.
She's kind of serving the girls should be doing.
She's having a proper pop star main girl era, which is like unheard of these days. Like, you think of the other main girls that are like Ariana, who her thing is like chucking things out as fast as possible lately, and just like two albums in under a year, and just kind of like, no shade to her, but like, it's the campaign part of this whole thing has sort of died in a big way, I feel. So this feels very exciting, and I just like everything about it.
She's also a gay icon.
She is a gay icon. Yes, she's popped up at Playhouse. Yeah.
DJ John Ali, follow him.
Mm-hmm.
We stan.
She went viral with him.
Yeah. What was the tweet? It was like Dua Lipa dancing with a fan.
Iconic. Yeah, Pop Crave.
We love that
Dua
fan.
Dua Lipa and fan.
Shout out to fan.
Yes, shout
DJ
out to the fan.
DJ John Ali. Hey, sis.
Yeah, she's more of a regular at Playhouse than some of us. She keeps popping up at the gay bars. She went to Pieces. That was a crazy night. Charlie XCX also showed up that night. And she's just a pleasure. She just enjoys going out.
She's also really nice.
She is. Mm-hmm. So,
in my experience, I mean, not that like it's, you know.
No, she is. She has a great time. She tips the drag queens when she's there. We have to stan. I feel like some of the more cynical gays are like running circles around trying to diminish this era or like take away from her.
What does cynical mean?
Like expecting it to fail, or just like wanting, you know, being dubious of it.
Like negative.
Negative.
Okay.
Of all the people to like even put, like, there's no ego there. Like, she's like.
No, you can tell she's super humble.
Yeah.
Everyone was dragging her for being awkward at the Grammys. And I'm like, okay, well, she's.
She's new to this, first of all. Yeah. But also, it's like, I think when they see attention being paid to somebody new, it's a defense mode. It's like, who does she think she is? And like, it's very boring. And also, like, it's kind of an aging white gay thing to be like, well, it was better in 2011. Like, I get it. I mean, but like, it's just like, we have to accept that life is moving on.
Meanwhile, like a week ago, we were just like, ugh. Back in 2009, Heidi Montag was really doing what the girls should have did. Wasn't that the end of pop?
Yeah. Like, I get it and I feel it, but I also feel like either you embrace what's coming now or you're just sort of like living in nostalgia. And I want to live in future nostalgia.
You know, there's a place for both.
Yes, there is a place for both. I don't think I should ignore and write off the things that I loved, but I'm also like, do we have to talk about the performance from 18 years ago every day? Like, can we also things
which
are,
one?
Oh, well, which one were we just talking? You know, like every Britney VMA is like
2009 Miss Universe.
Well, that most importantly, it's like
2016
it's on the
Billboard
timeline
Music
every
Awards.
Single day. It's just like she did it when nobody else could. It's like, I know, but it's like it's becoming more and more ancient news. It's like I love it.
You know what I was thinking of?
What
this week? Intuition by Jewel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's about to come back, I think.
What?
Yeah. Jewel's coming.
I turned to that song for emotional support the other night. And I was like, you know, follow
your
heart.
You know, your intuition.
And everyone was like, oh my God, I love that Razor commercial. And I was like, that's not what I was talking about.
God.
It's when Jewel went pop.
Yeah.
I just, you know, decided to shout it out this week because it was on my mind. So I'm one of those old
but it's
white
gays. It's
that,
different. It's like...
That was a bop.
It's different to like appreciate things versus to be like, what is now doesn't compare to what was then. Like, I hate that mentality of the constant comparing to like a fond memory in which you're wearing rose-colored glasses about the past. Like, of course.
Love that Kelly Rowland song.
We love that one. She performed that at the Walmart special I went to. It's just that. It's just like, I can't do that anymore where it's just like, this, like, Billie Eilish isn't like Britney. And it's like, it's tiring. I like to accept people for who they are now and what they can do now. I think Dua is doing a good job. I'm not saying it's going to be on the level of Confessions, but I do think that, you know, let's give her some credit and the team credit for bringing in like fucking Stuart Price and making a dance record. And like,
I love the website. Have you seen it?
The Dua site?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like all the merch they're doing and like the physical copies.
The yellow vinyl looks great.
Right?
Yeah.
A cassette tape.
The photography is on point for this era. Mm-hmm. I just like everything about it. And it doesn't have to be a threat to your fave. It's just like, thank God somebody's doing this for the new kids. Mm-hmm. You know? I feel ancient. I feel so old. But
well,
it's true. I mean, we are, but...
Not really. Although someone did say me the other day, they were like, oh, you're in your late 30s, right? And I was like, no. But I like to think that came from a place of...
maturity. Like, yes. Your soul is older. Right. Yes.
I'm not even in fucking mid-30s yet. I'm not even pushing 33. I'm pushing 32.
That's right. Okay. Let's get it right. This is a place for 31-year-old legends only.
Whatever.
Yeah, this is like the 5 months we're both 31.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like the number 31.
It's a weird... Yeah, it's a weird...
It's ugly.
It's not cute.
It's not even.
No. Yeah, we're on edge because we're on 31. It's weird.
We're on edge because it's been a long week.
It has been a long week.
There's things going on. We're getting old.
There's allergies.
Allergic reactions. No reactions to react.
Right. Anyway, physical, give it a try if you haven't yet. And don't start now, obviously. And album's coming out in April, April 3rd, which...
Sooner than we think. Time is flying.
Time is flying, but it should come faster because I feel like that.
Time is flying. Gabby Butler is flying through the air. Gabby Butler.
Somebody make sure she's spotted at all times. We don't need another incident with... What's her name? It started with an S. That fell.
Oh,
it was like
why didn't they catch?
Yeah,
I almost just said Casey Musgraves.
They all look like Casey Musgraves a little. It was like Swigs or something. Like it was like
Schweppes.
It was
no,
like
Schweppes is a seltzer. I just had that the other
it
day.
It was like Ships or Sweps or
God. I got it. Sherbs.
Sherbs. It was Sherbs, like Sherbert.
Yeah. Sherbs.
Sorry, Sherbs. And we never really got resolution, did we?
No. Where is Sherbs? Maybe she'll have her...
Season two. Revenge of Sherbs.
Yeah.
Thought you'd see the last of me, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Shows up at Daytona. I'm on Matt.
Yeah. She's going to snatch that endorsement from that editorial magazine from
Gabby Butler.
Oh, my
God. Honestly.
I'm ready for Gabby Butler to have an album.
She is 5 seconds from that.
Yeah.
Like, so have you stalked any of them after the show on social?
I did follow Gabby Butler, though.
Okay.
She's very... She kind of reminds me of my friends from Jersey.
Okay. She's very like...
Doesn't she look very Jersey?
She does.
Right?
Yeah.
I stan.
It's very like the leading characters of Dance Moms too.
Yes.
It's very like, she is that girl. She's that...
She's like a little bit of BB Rexha.
A little bit.
She's
everyone's
like,
a little BB to you.
She's a little like... She reminds me of like Jersey Shore meets BB Rexha meets a wrestler. Meets like a queen of pop.
Yeah, there's something WWE about her.
Right?
To me. Yeah.
And like a little bit of Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
So we stan.
We have to stan. Yeah, Gabby is a force to be reckoned with, but she's normal.
Yeah.
Ask her mom. She's just over there with the hair.
Right? Do you remember the scene with her sister being like, it would be really, really great if you could caption us and like add the tag in the caption. I'm like, that's your sister. Like you're talking to her like she's a freaking marketing manager.
All of that was super uncomfortable.
Right?
Yeah. There's something about all of that. She seems okay. Oh, she opened up in the documentary like about not loving all of that.
Yeah.
Well, we hope she's doing better now, but it's nice that she got to show the other side of that. But yeah, so I stalked all of them after, and like they're all like blowing up on socials. Like they have like a half million
verified,
a million
followers. Subscribers.
So it'll be really interesting what they. It reminds me of Jersey Shore, where it's like these nobody, like relative to the general public, get that much exposure, and all of a sudden they're self-aware. Maybe in season two, that will be very interesting. They're all very entertaining.
I love a season two confessional change.
Oh yes,
like you know in The Housewives, like. They come back for season two and it's like full glam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about cheer.
Enough about cheer.
Basically, we stan.
We do. Dua Lipa on Cheers season 2 coming soon. She's going to be a part of Navarro. That's the plot twist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's kind of... Oh.
That's pretty much it for the week.
That's the week, but we've got a big weekend coming up.
We do have... Now, this is going to be a technological first for Legends Only here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, the Super Bowl was this weekend, but we need to remote call each other to discuss Sunday night because it is late on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I obviously need to edit this so that it can get up.
Yep.
So what we're going to attempt to do is call each other and record it and then add it in here and discuss and review J-Lo and Shakira's Super Bowl halftime performance.
It will be the most ambitious audio engineering to date.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The pyramid has nothing on this feat.
This is our Daytona pyramid.
This is our Daytona pyramid. And if it works, I will insert it in right here.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, testing, 1, 2, 3. I'm in my bathroom. The acoustics might be better or worse, I don't know.
I was gonna say, are you showering? Like, what the hell?
Oh, is that, should I be in a bigger room? Is this better now?
Oh, no, are you actually showering?
No, I thought that would be better if I like hid in the bathroom, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
The serve. Yes, we're reporting live from directly after the Super Bowl, minutes after.
Mumu is reporting live from across the city.
Shaking and crying on my bathroom floor. Okay, so let's like break down, okay, the beginning. It all happened very fast. Oh yeah, let's go to the very beginning when Paula Abdul thought that Shakira was Nicole Scherzinger.
Wow.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened. And then Demi.
I mean,
Demi
she did. Fucking slayed. She sounded phenomenal.
She did what
phenomenal.
She came there to do. Yeah. I think it was good. I think that she kind of, it was very ex-Tina.
Which we stand.
In a good way. Yeah. And I felt like it was a good, like, she's on the upswing. It's very good for her this year.
2 weekends in a row.
Yeah, and all the straights, like I was looking through the Twitter mentions and everyone was like, wow, she did that. So
they're like, wow, Selena Gomez can sing.
Yeah. No.
I was making fun of straights.
Honestly though.
We stand.
Yes, she did well. I felt like the outfit was an homage to the ex-Tina outfit too during her own.
Right? Like, didn't I love a pantsuit.
We love a smart pantsuit.
I mean, Gaga did a pantsuit, ex-Tuba did a pantsuit.
Oh my god, you're right. Wow. Maybe Demi, there's a dress code.
Do you have to do a pantsuit?
I don't know, but I think they're like, I'm serious. Take me seriously. It's a pantsuit.
Oh, right.
I don't know. But she did what she had to do, literally. And then, you know, they did their first two quarters of whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, which went by really fast, in my opinion.
I wasn't watching, so...
Well, I wasn't watching, but I felt like I've waited longer for halftime shows.
Oh. I was playing Sims 4 Tiny Living, not sponsored.
Yet.
And I texted you guys, and I was like, can y'all let me know? And then I'll exit Sulani, and yeah.
Well, then you tuned in.
I did. Okay, so let's break down. So what is it? Super Bowl LV Live?
Yeah, Liv Tyler, Super Bowl.
What does Liv even stand for?
It's like 54. I don't know. Oh. No, that seems like too low. That's way too low. It's like 100. You know what? This can't make
as old as us.
We have to ask one of those gays with a Roman numeral tattoo on their clavicle. Like, what's Liv?
Oh.
Anyway, so it opens. I'm already surprised that it's Shakira. I just didn't really think that. I thought it was going to be like J-Lo, Shakira, J-Lo.
Right?
Like
I was kind of stunned.
And then of all songs, she's immediately launching into She-Wolf.
I mean, it's a bop.
It's a bop, but it's like, it's not the most obvious. It's gay rights. It's like, it's hardly the most obvious song to start with.
Yeah, it's definitely not like a good intro song.
No, it was very like... We're right in the middle of the action. There was no epic intro. It was just like literally going right into the chorus, which was like startling. It was a choice, a bold choice. But, you know, it became clear that like very quickly, like Shakira's about the moves and all of that and not so much like prop work. like Katie coming in on the giant fucking thing and Madonna with the throne and all that. Like, this was not going to happen on this show.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, the energy was there.
Mm-hmm. I loved the stage.
Yeah. And the everything lights. Was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Totally. You know, she gave us energy. You know, there was like some, what did Gaga said something about lip syncing the other night. I mean,
let's say it. She was lip syncing.
Like hard.
Yeah.
But
which like,
isn't
who
there
cares?
A thing? Well, I don't care. But also, isn't there a thing that they put in place because they were worried about like ever since Janet or something, like things had to be pre-recorded? I thought there was a thing, but maybe there's not.
Oh, so you mean like they won't let your mic be on?
Right, like, or something, or you have to record the studio version of it before. So, I don't know.
I could see them doing that.
Because I feel like everyone
sounds
really
studio. It's like
Britney
and the Circus Tour.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I feel like everyone sounds so studio when they perform. But
yeah,
maybe,
that's true.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But obviously, as we are Britney stans, I don't give a fuck about lipping while dancing. And she was dancing hard, so it was good. But then she transitions immediately to Empire, which is an even stranger song to pick. That's like,
she had the girls guessing.
She had the girls guessing.
I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah, she had her rock moment with the guitar for a half second. I cannot believe she did Ojos Así. She brought out that rope. She did a little shimmy around it. But I did, my only criticism thus far is like, oh my God, this feels so rushed.
Oh, like, yeah, I wrote in my notes, I said, production design, amazing. Stage, amazing. Flow of the songs, a mess.
A mess. Because I just felt like I was like holding my breath because I felt like she was trying to fit so many songs in and moments that it's like, I don't remember feeling so rushed by the other performances.
Right. Like, it definitely felt like, oh my God, now I have to do this hit.
Yeah. Because I think in the back of your mind, you're like, oh my God, she still has, it has to be Jennifer still, like she still has to leave room for that. So they're like literally doing one line of a song and moving on. But
she wolf.
Exactly.
It's like a TikTok.
I would have appreciated a little more time on Whenever Wherever because that's like your US hit. Like that.
Right. Well, that I mean when you split a halftime show into two people, it's like you have to rush.
You have to. It's, if you think about it, I think Madonna said it was a 12 and a half minute. And so that's 6 minutes a person. That's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
So I was definitely surprised by the layout of that, of having it be almost completely Shakira then J-Lo. Like,
well, let's discuss.
Yes. So then she bows out after a crowd surf, like a security guard crowd surf, which is, that was good, but like messy. J-Lo comes out on one of the many poles. Yes.
I audibly screamed.
I mean, she looked so good.
It's literally the beginning of Hustlers.
Yes. She's going to make sure that you remember it. If the Academy doesn't, the Super Bowl will.
Yeah, exactly. History will remember the dress.
Absolutely.
And Hustlers.
Exactly. I thought, obviously, that was just, she set the tone. This is what she does. This is a J-Lo concert officially. She just launched right into it. She plucked moments from her It's My Party tour that were like perfect. Like, she had the cane for Get Right. She loves a reference. She gets it. But then we come to the moment where I actually did like, I
faint.
Like, I either teared up or fainted. Or I don't know what I did, but the fucking green lasers come out.
That's all we asked for.
It's all we asked for.
And she delivered.
Like, she over-delivered, to be honest. Like, I did not expect this, like, Kylie Minogue All the Lovers video meets Hustlers moment where it was
meets
like
cheer.
Meets cheer.
She literally nailed her pyramid during Waiting for Tonight.
And literally everyone's being like tossed in the air and stuff, just like, you know, just like cheer. And she fucking killed
Gabby Butler's impact.
Honestly,
waiting,
she watched it.
Waiting for Daytona.
Waiting for Monica.
You know Monica's shaking somewhere.
Oh, yeah. She's scribbling it down right now for Texas. Daytona 2021. Absolutely.
She's like, next year we're getting poles. We're flipping you up onto the top of the pole, and then we're going to catch it, and you're going to tuck. Gabby, get on the pole.
Lexi, get on the fucking pole.
God, I can't wait for Daytona next year.
Seriously. So that was everything I wanted and more. That was like remix of Waiting for Tonight, which was like, yes, the 2.0 version. of whatever, you know, like the modern version. And then the fucking, you would have, I'm sure you loved this, the dropout of the lighting where it looked like she was on a tiny panel with the boys.
Oh, it like scared the shit out of me for a second. I was like, oh my God, right? She's going to fall down that waterfall. And then I was like, oh, that, it's fake.
That was gorgeous. I was obsessed with that.
We love a production design.
Yes.
And I will say, didn't like Madonna kind of start that with the Super Bowl? Like, I feel like she was the first one who did the dropout.
I think so.
Stage, then and Beyonce, then Katie did it.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce did
that
it.
Misfortune with the like being slightly off center for that.
Oh like, yeah, I feel like everyone. That's literally the only mistake that Beyonce has ever made in her entire career one mark at the Super Bowl.
Still phenomenal, but yes. So she goes through that. Then we get we get like a medley moment, which was stressing me out because it was like, oh my God, there's too many hits.
She's
like,
we didn't get Hypnotico.
No, it's like they were lining up for that clearly, and then they had to cut it last minute from the set. It was kind of stressing me out. And then, we forgot to mention. So Bad Bunny came out for Shakira, and then J Balvin came out for J Lo and did a little bit of Mi Gente with her. And, you know, you have to let them have a little straight time to balance out waiting for tonight, I guess.
Yeah. Well, collectively as gays, we needed to catch our breath.
Right.
So
that was like when Missy came out after the kiss to like break the tension.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, that was fun. And like, I love them both. So that was like good picks. Although where was Pitbull?
I know.
Very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
that's fine.
Whatever. We got polls. So
yeah, we got polls.
Don't need Pitbull.
And then we get the new queen of pop rising up, her daughter.
Oh, that was her daughter?
That's her daughter. Ah. And she can actually sing. Yes.
Well, where did she get her voice from?
Well, her mother and her father. Mark Anthony.
Oh, that's right. One of them can sing.
oh, my. Sorry.
I'm joking.
So don't come for me.
El Joe stands. I'm kidding. She hit, she hit like one vocal note. They turned her mic on and she sounded fucking amazing.
Yeah, there was one note, maybe, was it Let's Get Loud or something?
Yeah.
There was a new note that was very good. Yeah, so her daughter comes out. And then it becomes like all these cute little Latina girls. Loved that. Loved the messaging. Did you see the like the female symbol?
Oh, no, I didn't catch that.
They like, it was the circle, but then there was the little extended like
Venus
symbol.
Oh, I have to watch it back.
Yeah, I think that's what it was anyway, because it was all girls. And
I loved the cape.
Yes.
Cape jacket.
Very like a statement, honestly, more than a statement than we've really ever gotten.
Especially for the Super Bowl, where they're always like, you're not going to make a statement. And J-Lo was like, fuck that. I'm getting on a pole.
Right. She like kind of did, yeah. So that was fierce. And then Shakira comes out. Well, actually, before Shakira comes out, she's playing backup drums for J-Lo's daughter, which is iconic.
I loved that.
That was good. And then finally they team up, which obviously is very exciting because we get some serious like ass shaking.
Okay, this was the shocker of the night for me, was getting Waka Waka.
Oh, I knew they were going to do it, but I was like, how are you going to introduce like...
How did you know they were going to do it?
Because it's like one of her global biggest hits.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I don't think it was here, but it was like everywhere else. I feel like it was like huge.
In my mind, I was like, oh my God, underrated, iconic pop jam.
Little known Waka Waka song.
Oh, okay. Oops. I'm a flop.
No, I think because that was the theme of a soccer.
Yeah. That was when the
2010.
What is it called? What's the soccer league called?
FIFA.
Sure. Remember Britney did her song where it was like, "Are you ready for me?" And then it was like Waka Waka.
Taste the victory. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe there used to be soccer queens of pop.
I know. Yeah, the song was number one pretty much like everywhere else.
Oh,
except for yeah.
Well,
except for us, which is number 38.
It's also number one in my heart.
Yeah.
I like screamed.
So, and then also like it became very apparent like how tiny Shakira is compared to J-Lo, which was like cute. Like I felt like J-Lo was like towering over her.
Well,
you never know. It's like you said with those, like the pop stars, and you think they're all 6 feet tall, and then you see them together and you're like, oh,
right.
You're like, adjust your expectations of how they actually look in real life.
Like so many queens of pop are short.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Kylie Minogue is like either 4'11 or 5 foot even.
Madonna.
Yep. Me.
Wow. You're performing next year.
It's true. So yeah. And I was happy about that because I felt like there were rumblings before the show that like either they weren't getting along or they weren't going to do anything at all together. So it was nice to have that little tie it all together of them both.
Right. Like a little finale moment.
Yeah. Strong ending, I felt, to have them just shaking till the world ends. And yeah, I mean, all in all, I thought it was a great show. And they did a lot with comparatively little, because when I think of the past ones, I just think of so many more props and like pyrotechnics and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And
this was very like, yeah, I mean, this was like incredible, like dance moves and stuff and like upper body strength on the poles, but like not so much with like crazy props.
I was getting so nervous when she went all the way up on top of the pole and it was like kind of bending a little bit.
Oh my God, I know.
But like serve.
She did that like cross move and just was like,
right?
Jesus.
I feel like that was it. Like that was her pyramid.
For sure. Waiting for Tonight is absolutely, that was the peak of that performance. That was crazy.
So good. Can you believe it's been 20 years?
Well,
since Y2K.
Everything we talk about is from 20 years ago. So oh, yes, true. I can. All our favorite things.
20 years of J-Lo coming soon.
Honestly. But I'm really proud of them. I feel like they did justice. It was kind of an impossible task to ask them both to do it and co-headline and not just be like supporting, because it was even time for both.
Yeah,
which
it did kind of feel like two shows, but whatever.
Oh, completely. And I felt like in retrospect it's kind of unfair because they're both, even though in America like Shakira is not generally as like visible, it's like she's absolutely like legendary and
right, like huge. A global star.
Yeah, so it's like kind of unfair to both of them to have had them cut down what would have been their full set. Like I feel like Shakira's calmed down a bit would have been easier to digest, but she was so rushed. And then J-Lo could do a medley. She's like, that is very on brand for her. She does a million of them at award shows.
Hers was mixed really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved the mix.
We need to get the Pussycat Dolls remixer working for all these queens of pop.
We really do. God.
Super Bowl Live 2, the Pussycat Dolls performing.
Pussycat Dolls featuring Meghan Trainor. Mm-hmm.
React with the Doja vocals.
Oh my God. Honestly, though, I would live. But yeah, I guess I loved it. That's my takeaway. I felt like it was two different shows, like you said. It definitely started out really messy, rushed, but
came together.
Came together and was a serve by the end.
Wow. She's not going to get that Oscar, but she won Daytona.
She absolutely won Daytona. Perfect.
Well, I'm proud. Monica is proud.
An American.
Oh, no. I'm not proud to be an American right now.
No, it's not the time.
I'm a proud. I'm proud to be a gay.
Yeah.
Who.
That really sums it up.
Can watch our Queens of Pop.
There's something so like gay, queer about like having a queen of pop perform in the middle of like the most hashtag mask event of the year. It's like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's such a like, we're all just hoping that they slay and like have this random gay moment in the middle of a super hetero event.
Yeah.
And I think they did it.
They did. And also we got Baby Peanut.
We did get Baby Peanut. You're right.
He's kind of cute.
Oh my God, Baby Yoda is shaking.
Baby Yoda is, I was going to say wigless, but like, I'm like, yeah, he actually is wigless.
He actually is, yeah.
Well, they're both wigless.
That's true. Bald and beautiful.
Who are they going to make? Who are they going to make a Bobby next? Oh, what mascot?
They literally watched The Mandalorian and they were like, yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, we have Bobby Rexha, Bobby Yoda, Bobby Peanut.
Bobby Peanut. God. don't know. But.
Well, anything else you would like to say before we sign off? Mumu is reporting live.
You know, justice for Louboutins. Would have loved that. But everything else was on point. Tens across the board.
Hypnotico.
Yeah. There's a million things there could have been. But it's like, I don't know what to do in 6 minutes. I don't know what to tell you. So.
Well, maybe she'll go on tour again and we can just go.
I think that was like, that was like the kickoff of the tour for sure. So
I'm ready.
I am very ready for that. And yeah, just proud of them both for representing and for like doing it as best they could.
We stand
in like 6 minutes each. Like, it's just crazy to like have that kind of pressure. It's literally, it's
you only
Navarro.
Got 6 minutes to slay the world.
Yeah, literally.
Ew.
Their pyramids. Oh yeah, talk about a forgettable Super Bowl performance.
Who's
JT?
Oh, I know, I was joking.
Oh, her. But yeah, how about you? Final thoughts?
I thought it was amazing, and I justice for Hustlers.
Yes,
and I'm so glad there were polls because that's all I wanted.
Just wanted a poll. Mm-hmm. Totally. Well. Perfect.
And so glad that this worked. So glad that I could get in contact with you on this
fine
Sunday.
Yeah, I penciled you in. I know. Sorry about the whole time. I have a busy schedule.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Who are we going to call in first to Legends Only?
Oh, my God.
Now well, that this I'm works.
Pretty, I'm pretty sure that Miss Heidi is waiting to give us a ring.
J-Lo's going to call us backstage right now.
She probably is. Yeah, she's on the other line right now. She's like waiting
oh,
for
second.
Tonight.
Hold on 1 second.
Exclusive first interview after coming off stage at the Super Bowl on Legends Only.
Just tweet that out.
I should.
God. All right. Well, that's pretty much my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, you gotta go to bed.
I need to edit this and go to bed.
Go to sleep.
I'm exhausted from shaking and crying over J-Lo on a pole.
All right.
Well, it was so good chatting with you.
So great catching up with you. It's been forever. We
no,
need to
been
do
12
this.
Hours.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Until, well, actually, no, I'm editing this into the episode. So, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow, I can't believe we pulled that off and the audio came through so clearly.
Yeah, or it didn't work out. I'll just insert, if it didn't work out, I'll just insert like some weird like sound effect.
It'll be high fashion editorial.
Yeah.
Which is how I feel that the Super Bowl will go anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? If that did work,
yeah.
Know who we're calling.
Shakira?
No, Heidi Montag.
Oh,
someone,
yeah.
Anyone. If that works, we can call anyone.
Well, let's
so
just
we'll
start
Skype,
calling. Yeah.
With FaceTime. I don't know how I'm going to do it. We'll figure it out. But maybe it worked. Maybe it didn't.
Okay. Well, that sounded great or that did not.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So great. So good.
And we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that's all for this week.
That is it for this week. So
thank you for joining us again for another week
of Legends.
And, we will we'll chat with our Patreon subscribers soon.
Yes,
sorry,
we'll
that
have
we're
something
delayed.
Planned very soon.
And until next week, where we will finally be able to react.
Right.
We will see you soon.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.